You may be seated. You have your Bibles. In John chapter 16, Jesus had a lot of prophetic moments in his life because he was the Son of God and he knew the action that was taking place by the Holy Spirit. He knew what was transpiring in his life all the time by the Holy Spirit. You might write that down. Jesus knew what was transpiring in his life all the time by the Holy Spirit. Secondly, he knew what God had in mind by the Holy Spirit at all time. And let me say this to you, it was not only for Jesus.
Amen.
So in Holy Spirit persuaded life, part two, when we operate in a Holy Spirit persuaded life, we can properly interpret the past, prophetically see the future, and walk in power in the present.
Amen.
In John 16, Jesus prophesied about the Holy Spirit. He was getting the disciples ready to live a life like he lived in the Spirit. His whole life was functioning by the Holy Ghost. You cannot get by these verses here in John 16, 12 through 15. Remember now, it's a prophetic moment. Remember, this moment is not fulfilled in this text.
Yes, sir.
He's talking about Acts chapter 2.
Yes,
all right? I want you to know that. He's talking about Acts chapter 2. But he was prophesying Acts chapter 2. Remember when the Holy Ghost came?
Yes,
all right, now. He says, I have many things, verse 12, I have many things to say unto you that you cannot bear them now. Now, we're not in that now. We're in a brand new now. Yeah. So now whatever he has to tell you, because you're born of his Spirit and his Spirit live in you, you can understand or you can bear what he said to you. But notice what he said about the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit here now carrying this out. And we're talking about living a Holy Ghost persuaded life. In verse 13, he says, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, what he's called?
Spirit of truth.
All right. When you persuaded by the Holy Spirit, negative facts does not matter. Let me say it another way. No matter how things look naturally, it doesn't matter if you're fully persuaded. Your faith can't function if the Holy Spirit has not persuaded you. There is a voidness of trust if the Holy Spirit has not anointed you to trust God. See. You have to stop looking at things that are seen. And you have to know you're designed to see things that can't be seen with the natural eyes in the Spirit. Now, I don't know, I heard the words while I was saying that. Grow up. Grow up. I mean, you're talking about in the Spirit, you see. Because these verses are so filled with truth and understanding. Look at this 13 verse. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, the Spirit, that shall he speak. And look, notice the end of the 13th verse. And he will show you things to come. Now he said, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. Then he said, the 15th verse, my God, all things that the Father hath are mine. Hallelujah. Then he said, therefore said I that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, now, once you have the proper teaching, what I said, what kind of teaching?
Proper teaching.
Proper teaching from the Bible is based on the spirit world. It's not based on just chapter and verse.
Yes, sir.
Because if the spirit don't give the life to it, you remember we talked about in John 6:63, Hebrews 4:12, and then in Ephesians, they talk about the sword of the spirit. It has to be of the spirit, the Holy Spirit prompting you or providing you with insight that normally you will not have. You see, you shouldn't live a normal life. Let me say that again. You have the Spirit of God on the inside of you. All right, so once you have the proper teaching, now the proper teaching alone will not transpire. That's why I left that voice on the marquee out there. See, you know it happens if you do it. Proper action. Or I would add something here. Proper leading. You know, there is absolutely what I'm hearing in the spirit, that there's absolutely no pressure on the Holy Ghost. So if you under pressure about something, that means you not yield to the Holy Ghost. And the reason there's no pressure, because there's nothing can pressure him. You see what I'm saying? Proper experiences. Has the Holy Ghost ever done anything for you? Have you ever gotten out of a situation and don't know how you got out? How many can attest to that fact? Well, that's a witness to you. Just like he handled that, he could handle this. Are you following me? That's where we need to be. I say it to you, and I want to say it to you again in any aspect of life. With the Holy Spirit, you become fully convinced that you are emancipated, cannot be taken away, or your emancipation cannot be taken away no matter what happened. No matter what happened. Now, one of the things that this persuasion come from is by being spiritually pregnant with the word. We get to Romans 4, Abram was pregnant with the word. His wife in the natural was past stage of having a child. He was past stage of conceiving a child or making a child, but he still was pregnant. Stop being pregnant with problems. What you're pregnant with, that's what you're going to deliver. Not enough of y'all to answer me on that. Let me ask you a question. I answered myself. How many of y'all ever been pregnant with a problem? And you hold it there long enough, it's going to conceive. But thank God, you know tonight, now, Apostle told you, don't be pregnant with no problem. If, my goodness, if I can get you to understand this, I'll be well pleased. No matter what comes up, you always be pursuing direction from the Holy Ghost. What I said? And do you know, did you pick up, I didn't have to put this in no category. I didn't have to set a segment to make that statement. Pursue direction only from the Holy Ghost. Why I didn't have to put it in a category?
Because it fits every category.
Because it fit every category. I'm like, well, which y'all better answer up. It fit any category. So you don't have to play Monopoly or checker. Shoot dice. Because if you pursue the Holy Ghost, he has the answer. What I said? Anything up in here now? 354 people. Anything online now? If you pursue Pakistanansky, if you pursue the Holy Ghost, he has the answer. You say, well, I don't know what to do. I say, Holy Ghost, I'll pursue you for the answer. I don't have the answer. So I'm pursuing you for the answer. I heard it out of the mouth of the man of God. If I pursue you, you're going to give me the answer. So I'm going to keep pursuing you until you give me an answer. And the Holy Ghost loves it. He said, what you say? I'll keep pursuing you until you give me the answer. Now, in this persuasion, turn to 1 Corinthians 2, please. In this persuasion, living this Holy Ghost persuaded life, it calls for prevailing beyond the sense realm. Write that down. Prevailing beyond the sense realm. If you're going to live a Holy Ghost persuaded life, your senses will have to be set aside many times. Yes, sir. And your friends too. But here in 1 Corinthians 2:9, it's powerful because it put us in one category in the ninth verse, and then we shift into another category in the 10th verse. Look like they're talking about two people, they're talking about one person. Because we're made up of more than one part. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard. Neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. God hath victory always prepared for us. Victory. I'm going to pronounce this on you. I don't know if you're going to use it tonight. But from this night forward, you will live in a winner's circle. I heard that in the Holy Ghost. I heard that in the Holy Ghost. I heard that in the Holy Ghost. So it doesn't matter what the circle looks like. You know, in the finality of the transaction, it's a winner's circle. Because you switch, you see, to go to verse 10 now. It's a whole new game, verse 10. Jesus Christ, the whole. But God has revealed them unto us. Notice how he did it. By his Spirit. For the who? What? Yeah. Now, I have another question. What are you dealing with too deep for God? What can come in your life, John, that God can't handle? It does not exist. I think that do a shout. We are the only people in the world, the church, born again, can say that. Science can't say that. Universities can't say that. You may be seated. In order to live this Holy Ghost persuaded life, there from John 16, turn to 2 Corinthians. You there in 2 Corinthians. Go to the 4th chapter. Hallelujah. This verse has not been given enough accreditation in the body of Christ. And we're going to have to do it tonight. 2 Corinthians 4. This is a powerful verse. I haven't told it to you yet because I don't want to tell it to you. Properly applying the spirit of faith. That's the 13th verse, 2 Corinthians 4, 13. Properly applying the spirit of faith. The 14th verse says, we have in the same spirit of faith according as it is written. I believe. Now notice what it didn't say. According to how it looked like. Notice what else it didn't say. According to how I feel. How many been there? Yeah, I know. We have the same spirit of faith according as it is written. According as it is written. It's over in Roman, that's what it says. It's dealing with according as it is written. Even though Sarah over 100, Abraham over 100, but the Lord has spoken to him. And he had the Lord's word, he had grace, he had God's promise. We'll look at that in a little while. You have it too. I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. Lord, I'm with you. Always. Say, the Lord with me. Remember to say that when you're feeling like you're not going to make it. Jesus Christ. Just say it. Just say it. The Lord with me. And then what it's going to do is going to encourage you. It's going to speak to your heart. It's going to open you up so the Holy Ghost can tell you what to do, your next step. The steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. The Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. So he said, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. And a lot of times people are speaking, but they don't believe. While we're here, I think a good verse to look, if you're going to live a Holy Ghost persuaded life, is verse 18. I wish I had a praying church here tonight. Where do we get in trouble? Looking at the situation. Listening at the situation. Talking to some 14 people about the situation. Come on, just tell the truth. And why would you talk to somebody who don't have no answer? Why would you discuss a problem? I can see if you're talking to somebody, you know that they're spending time with God, and you know you might put it before them, and they may give you an answer. But a person who just never have an answer, why would you want to talk to them about your problem? What are they gonna do? Go talk to somebody else about it? Now your problem, you got 15 people talking about your problem. with no solution. They're confessing your problem. All right, y'all better stay off the internet too with all that. Telling people about your problem. They ain't getting none of my business. You ain't know where I'm going. I'll be come back before you know it. Where y'all get that craziness from? Back in the day, we were never that stupid. Well, but look not at the things what you're seeing, but the things what you're not seeing. For the things what you're seeing are, come on, talk to me. Temporary. Anything against a child of God is temporary. Anything you're dealing with tonight, you must know if it's not from God, it's temporary. You must know that if you're dealing with sickness, it's temporary. If you're dealing with lack and limitation, it's temporary. If you're confused in your home, it's temporary. Don't own it. Deny. If you're not full of joy, if you're not having peace in your life, if something else is holding you back, recognize tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost that it's temporary. Woo, Jesus. In this living, and in living this Holy Ghost persuaded life, you got it? See, the Holy Ghost constantly persuading you that God is not a man that he should lie. If you say it, he'll make it true. That's the Holy Ghost's job, all right? Now, this one is so powerful. Somebody about to go to another level. Watch this. Stop trying to perform the words yourself. Jeremiah chapter 1, turn to Jeremiah. Stop trying to perform the word yourself. The Holy Spirit is the only one that can perform the word. You think by saying the word 19 times you're performing it, when you should stop and consult with the Holy Spirit. Should I stay with this word, or do you want me to have another? Stop trying to perform the word yourself. Ooh. Been there, done that. Come on, talk to me. Y'all act like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Jeremiah 1:12. This, if you're going to live a Holy Ghost persuaded life, you have to know, you have to be persuaded that the word is designed for the Holy Spirit to perform. See that? Then said the Lord unto me, Jeremiah 1:12, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. You see that? Now, if you're trying to perform it, you know, and I know sometimes I've been taught you, but you can't perform the word. No, the Holy Spirit got to perform the word. Look in Isaiah 55:11. Let's pull this out of the way. I'm not going to sit down. Isaiah 55:11. See, I think, look this way. Sometime we interrupt the performing of the word. I really think sometime it's time to shut up. Be still. Know the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. I think it's time to sing. Shout. Start clapping your hands. As if it's all over already. You follow what I'm saying, bro? You follow what I'm saying? Get from under the pressure of trying to make it happen and know it already has happened. You can understand that, right? You know we all have tried to perform the word. Y'all don't sit and look at me like I never did that. No, you did it. See? But even though if the Holy Ghost give you a word, he still has to perform it. So I gave you a secret. All right, you're dealing with something, you get your voice. The Lord give you a voice. I give you a secret now. Holy Ghost, perform this voice for me. Write that down. This is good stuff here. Holy Ghost, your life about to change. Holy Ghost, perform this word for me. See? Now, if you done told the Holy Ghost, perform it, get out of the way. Our praise is already done. Situation's still the same, you understand? But our praise is already done. If you're going to live under this Holy Ghost persuasion, you're going to have to permit letting the Holy Ghost quicken the promises. Quicken the promises. You know John 6:63, right? Go there. He has to quicken that word. That word has to be quickened by the Holy Spirit. That's why people go into other things, because they don't know how great this really is. You know the song say, "How great thou art." You're really not going to understand it until you let God do some things for you that you can't do for yourself. And then you'll never go back. No. You'll never go back. Once you understand how to function in the Spirit, you'll never go back. I mean, let me tell you something. Let me show you something. Let me give you something here. Let me give you the definition of persuaded. Some things you can have. Because we're really dealing in Romans 4. I haven't gone there yet, but persuaded means in Greek, most surely believe. Yes, sir. Or secondly, it means completely assured. Yes, thirdly, I'm going to give you 5 or 6. To make one certain. No doubt. I mean, I got this. Another aspect in the Greek, lacking nothing. And then it had a word, perfect. Accomplished. To be fulfilled. Convinced. Satisfied. Persuaded. You want to hear something else? Possible. You want to hear something else? Pregnant. You don't have a baby as soon as the baby conceived. A lot of you all on the sound of my voice are pregnant with deliverance in certain situations in your life. Just keep on carrying it. Convinced and satisfied. In other words, and this is masterpiece, paid for. It's already paid for. On a hill. Not far away. It's paid for. Everything the Holy Ghost performed was paid for by the cross. The Holy Ghost is working under a blood contract. You understand? You have to understand you live under a blood contract. So the Holy Spirit reveals that everything is already purchased, paid for in full. Every promise is already purchased. And all, that's why you say all the promises of God is yea and amen, because they are paid for and they are purchased. Now we need you walking in this Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That word substance has spiritual value in it. It's not talking about regular substance. This is a spiritual substance, a substance that already exists. Now faith is the substance, but it's spiritual, a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things are not seen. But you have the substance. Programming from a child, since she was a child. You're programming. Don't let your programming in life rob you of the power of the Holy Ghost. Let things go that don't work. All right, now, the predicament, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Holds no grips with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You got it?
Yes,
sir. Turn to Romans 8, 37. I got that the other day and I didn't get far with it. Romans 8, 37, quickly. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you getting this? We must minister. I had the opportunity to do something today by the Holy Ghost to open up to ministers all over the world for I would say proper leadership. And then, you know, we have a track record to prove that ministry works. Yeah, you see, you ain't dealing with somebody that don't know that ministry. In verse 37 of the 8th chapter of Romans, it says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conqueror to him that love us. And you can read up, there's a whole lot of stuff he's talking about. But he says, for I am what?
Persuaded.
Now, you got the definition of persuaded. For I am persuaded. Now, watch this. And neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principality, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Now, if you read that properly, it's talking about the answer of God. God has an answer for every dilemma. And he sent that answer through the Holy Ghost, rightly dividing the word. Now, I mean, even from this session, you know, you leave here in one session. And your life can be revolutionized. If you're listening and you're paying attention to what the Holy Ghost is saying to you. Things don't have to look like they're changing. I know. Now, Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Look at this. I love this verse. For the law of the Spirit of life, that's the Holy Ghost, in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. See, the Spirit of life in Jesus was the Holy Ghost. Jesus depended on the Holy Ghost for his ministry. So you see here, my goodness, the Holy Spirit reveals and upholds the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus at Romans 8, 2. Now notice Romans 8, 27. And he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Say mind of the Spirit.
Mind of the Spirit.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
Watch this. The mind of the Spirit belongs to me. I can function in the mind of the Spirit. Matter of fact, the Spirit wants me to function in his mind. So we must constantly pursue the mind of the Spirit. In that voice, it is powerful. That same voice, I'm going to go back to that same voice. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints. Two powerful things there. The mind of the Spirit and the will of God. Are you seeing that? Two things, the mind of the Spirit and the will of God. What a combination. Both belong to you. When you, under the persuasion, full persuasion of the Holy Ghost, the mind of the Spirit and the will of God belong to you. Nothing can hold you here. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The mind of the Spirit and the will of God belong to me. Because God wants me to know his will. And he wants me to know the mind of the Spirit. So we must constantly pursue the mind of the Spirit and stay connected to the will of God. Knowing how to tap into the quickening power of the Holy Ghost when it seems like there's no way out. Now that's Romans 8, 14. And 11 and Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. And then look at the 11th verse of Romans 8. Quicken. Holy Spirit, quicken me. You know, you might be dealing with something and say, I'm hurting. I don't know how to handle this. Quicken me. Get me out of this flesh mess. See? He'll do it every time. Now, in order to live in that pursuit or that persuaded life, there are two or three things I want to tell you. Through experience, I had to do this. Being submitted to the call of God. Everybody got a call of God on their life. Yes, connected to the love of God. Yes, and always permitting the purpose of God to flow freely in your life. Yes, now you can claim that verse, Romans 8:28. Now you can claim it. Look at Romans 8:28. Now you can claim it. Submitted to the call of God, connected to the love of God, and always permitting the purpose of God to flow freely in your life. Romans 8:28, become yours. What a life. What a life. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. See, some people want to say, all things work together for good. No, it ain't. No, that's not right. It takes some commitment for this to happen. Are you following me? Yeah. I mean, because you can see the enemy love for you to go into scripture and just see what you're going to get. He know he got you. If you go to the scripture, you say, you're just trying to see what you can get and omit the part that you have to play to get it. He loved that. He loved that. He don't mind you quoting scripture, clapping your hand, but he don't want you to see your part. Because actually, your part is the part that make it happen. you see the difference? Yeah. See? So now you come into grip sense of how to work the word more fully. Always look for your part. Don't worry, he can take care of his part. And almost every scripture you go to, you have a part. Oh, God, do it. Do it, God. God said, do it. You do it. Look at John 15:7 if you don't believe me. If you abide in me, don't come here and talk about ask for what you will before we get this straight. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, then ask what you will. Don't come asking what you will and you're not abiding. You got them A's mixed up. Now you just shifted. Just that one voice is a shift in the spirit. You say, oh, I didn't do my part. You know, you heard somebody say it. God said, I'm not your Aaron boy. I need some willingness and obedience out of you before I can do that for you, because I don't know if I can trust you. I have three boys by birth, and I remember all of them when they was 2, 3 years old. I never gave them a shotgun or a pistol during that time. I never put them in the car by themselves at that time running, because I know they might pull that shift some kind of way. And that's why a lot of stuff we don't have. You want me to tell you why you're not out of something and why you're not into some things? You want me to tell you? Y'all answer too slow. I'm not going to tell you. The Bible constantly told us there's only three stages in life. Egypt, the wilderness, and the promised land. They're all three for a reason. In Egypt, you're a slave. You're in debt. You don't know how you're going to get out. You see things and cannot have those things. That's a temporary period. That's not a permanent period. Egypt is training you for the wilderness. And you remember when Moses was leading them toward the promised land, many wanted to go back to Egypt. But they lazy self. They didn't want to do nothing. See? And then in the wilderness, they saw bread fall out of the sky and set up on the ground. And quails took heart attacks and dropped in there for them to eat. And they saw something that is not normal. Water coming out of a rock. The wilderness experience was setting them up for the promised land. Because you can't handle the promised land. If God starts doing some things, you're not going to be able to handle it. And so it would overtake in pride and other stuff. So you had to be trained in the wilderness first. And then you can go to the promised land. Where are you? Where are you now?
Coming out the wilderness.
It's there for you. Romans 8:31, then I'll close. I'm just going to close a little early tonight. You don't tell me when to close. You ready for this? Now you don't know if you're ready for this or not. You will never lose again in your life, no matter what it looked like. Stay in tune to the rhythm of the Spirit. Let me give it to you again. Romans 8:31. You will never lose again in your life, no matter what it looked like. Stay in tune to the rhythm of the Spirit. If God, that is in Romans 8:31. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I want y'all to use this stuff. You got to use it, man. People who are fully persuaded in the Holy Ghost wears a more than a conqueror anointing. Romans 8:37. From this night forward, there's no challenge too great for you and the Holy Ghost. Look at Acts 13:2 quickly. Acts 13:2. Acts 13:4. And Acts 16:6. Acts 13:2. As they minister to the Lord and fast, this is what you want to happen. This is what you want to happen. The Holy Ghost said. See, you won't get the Holy Ghost to talking. And one of the ways to get the Holy Ghost talking is what I've been trying to teach you about worship and praise. You minister to the Lord. See, the Holy Ghost said, "Shepherd me, bond, and solve for the work whereunto I have called them." You want the Holy Ghost to speak. Notice the scripture in Acts 13, 4. Don't go on your own. So they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. Sent forth. Look in Acts 16, 6. Let me look at that one quickly. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if I've done you any good. I preach myself happy. Now here's a warning now. Here. The Holy Ghost also will do this. Don't marry him. I slipped. Don't marry her. She look good, but you haven't seen the other side of her. You better be in the spirit, I tell you that. Now, when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost. Now, it's not just about preaching. Sometime in life, many times in my life, the Holy Ghost has forbidden me to accept an invitation. I've been forbidden to take seeds. So, man, I can't take it, man. More than one time. Look at the Holy Ghost. I'm going to do what the Holy Ghost tell me to do. If you don't, you contaminate your life. When the Holy Ghost tell you not to do something, you know, you explain yourself in trouble. So I'm going to give you these things real fast now. I don't know if you're going to be able to write them down. The church at large have made the Holy Ghost too common. Always remember the Holy Ghost must be kept in a class all by himself. The Holy Spirit is heaven's commander on earth and in heaven. Nothing will ever be out of your control another day in your life. Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit erased all common days out of your life. And then this last one, you are ready to travel and live in the realm of completion. Give the Lord praise. Lift your hand. Give God praise. Hallelujah. Talk. Tell him thank you. Tell him you're going to put it in practice. Say, Lord, you were talking to me tonight. I got it. I'm going to use it all the days of my life. I see success. I see good success. I see victory through the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. I bless your name. Hallelujah. You may be seated.